from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. There's a newborn in Iroquois Falls who, along with their siblings, has no financial worries for their entire lives. Their parents, Kyle Murray and Jennifer Stewart Flynn, won $70 million in the August 20th Lotto Max draw. It's the first time that Kyle, who is originally from the U.S., ever bought a lottery ticket in Canada. He picked it up at the Esso station on Algonquin Boulevard East in Timmins. Among plans for the windfall is building a farm for their kids to grow up on. The project to build an outdoor multi-use sports court in Connaught is getting a $311,000 contribution from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund. It will be next to the Connaught Community Hall, featuring basketball hoops and a multi-net system for tennis, pickleball, and badminton. In the winter, it'll be a skating rink. Lights are being installed as well. Timmins MPP George Peary announced the funding. A search of a home on Fifth Avenue last Tuesday resulted in Timmins police seizing $4,000 in drugs, a gun, and about $6,000 worth of stolen property. A 32-year-old local man is charged with possession of property obtained by crime and trafficking in property obtained by crime. At the same time, three other people were arrested on outstanding warrants for unrelated incidents. Police say they'll continue their efforts to disrupt criminal activity in Timmins. We continue our look at the beginning of the Second World War in 1939, 85 years ago this week. As the Legion helped would-be servicemen enlist, women's groups in Timmins also mobilized. Museum curator Karen Bachman says the Daughters of the Empire enrolled all their members as war workers.
Either doing work for the Red Cross locally, doing some knitting or doing those kinds of things, getting that stuff together and raising money for different organizations.
Next week in our local history feature, contributing financially to the war effort.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.